One of the fascinating halachic discussions regarding Sfiras HaOmer, which is found in our Parsha, is the question of whether women are exempt or obligated in this mitzvah. On the one hand, we know, based on Maseches Kiddushin, the Mishnah there, the women are exempt from all positive time-bound mitzvos, mitzvos haseh shazman grama. Therefore, it makes sense, it seems intuitive, almost obvious, that women should also be exempt from counting Sfiras HaOmer, from counting the Omer. After all, what seems to be a better example than Sfiras HaOmer of a mitzvah that is bound by, limited by time? It's just these 49 days that we're counting. And therefore, it's no surprise that a majority of Rishonim, including the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, all write explicitly that women are exempt, they're potter from Sfiras HaOmer. However, fascinatingly and somewhat confoundingly, the Ramban, in his Chidushim to Maseches Kiddushin, writes that women are chayiv to count Sfiras HaOmer. They are obligated. And this raises the question which has preoccupied many, many achronim over the centuries. How can we understand this position of the Ramban? Isn't it obvious that the majority of the Rishonim are correct and that women should be exempt, that it's Zman Grama? What could the Ramban possibly be thinking in obligating women in Sfiras HaOmer? So I want to share with you very quickly three different approaches to this question. The first is that some achronim, including apparently Rav Soloveitchik and others, suggested that it's all one big mistake. It was a ta'uf sofer. It was a printing error over the centuries. A mistake crept into the manuscript of the Ramban, but in fact, he never meant it. Even the Ramban would agree that women are exempt. Aside from not being so intellectually satisfying or exciting of an answer, it's also contradicted by all sorts of circumstantial evidence, which points in the direction that the Ramban really, really meant it. But I share it with you just in the spirit of intellectual honesty and full transparency. One approach in Achronim is that there is no there. In fact, he never said it. He even, Ramban would agree women are exempt. However, as I mentioned, most other Achronim do take the Ramban as we have it printed in our manuscripts at face value, and they assume that the Ramban thinks that women are obligated, and therefore it begs the question, how could that be? So second answer is suggested, a brilliant answer, by the Avnei Nezer. He points out in one of his tshuvos that if you look in the Torah, in our Parsha, it is not the 16th of Nisan which triggers, which is the machayiv of the mitzvah of counting, but rather, as the Torah famously says, mimacharas ha-Shabbos, from the day after ha-Shabbos, which in this context means the first day of Pesach, which is a convoluted way of saying we start counting on the second day of Pesach. The point, says Avnei Nezer, is the fact that the Torah uses that convoluted lashon and connected Sfiras HaOmer to counting mimachras haShabbos, dafka, referring to it as the second day of Pesach, the day after the first day of Pesach. It's a way of the Torah conveying that Sfiras HaOmer is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is a derivative, it is a part of Pesach. Just like there are all sorts of other Pesach mitzvos, one of the Pesach mitzvos is to start counting the Omer. The idea that already on Pesach, we're anticipating and counting up towards Shavuos and the holiday of receiving the Torah. But it's really a Pesach mitzvah, not an independent mitzvah. Why is this so important? Because Avnei Nezer points out that we know that women are obligated, just as men are, in all of the mitzvos that are revolving around the Pesach celebration. Even those mitzvos which would seem to be on their face clearly time-bound in Zman Grama, women are still obligated. Women have to eat matzah because of its connection to chametz, according to the Gemara. Women have to drink the four cups because of the idea of afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. So the Gemara says these are exceptions. Even though they may be Zman Grama, women can be obligated because of their overriding factors. According to some Rishonim, women are obligated in Sipur Yitziat Mitzrayim, reading the Haggadah, just like men, because of these overriding factors, afhein hayu ba'oso hanes. Therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, now that we've reached the conclusion, now that we've proven that, in fact, Sfiras HaOmer is not independent as a mitzvah, because as independently it's clearly Zman Grama, but in fact it's just a one of the many Pesach mitzvos. Well, if that's the case, says Avnei Nezer, once we reach that conclusion, then we have to understand that just like women are obligated in all of the other Pesach mitzvos, they're also obligated to count Sfiras HaOmer. In other words, Avnei Nezer accepts the fact that it is Zman Grama, but he says this is an exception to the rule under the greater umbrella of all Pesach mitzvos are exceptions to the rule. And now that I've proven that Sfiras HaOmer is also a Pesach mitzvah, it is also an exception to the rule. A third and final answer is suggested by some achronim, such as Rav Yerucham Fischel Perlau, as well as the Divrei Yecheskel. And they part ways with the previous approaches, and they say, no, this is a fundamental disagreement about the nature of defining the category of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. We're making a mistake, they suggest, by assuming that any mitzvah that is limited in time, sometimes you're obligated, sometimes you're not. If we think that that is what zman grama means, we're making a mistake. Rather, they argue, what Zman Grama really means is literally Zman Goreim, Grama. It means that the time period in question is the mechayiv. It's a certain time period which is triggering the obligation. We eat matzah on the 15th of Tishrei because that time, that date on the calendar triggers an obligation. We sit in the sukkah on the 15th of Tishrei because that date, that time period, triggers the obligation. It's the mechayiv. However, they point out, when it comes to Sfiras Omer, that's actually not the case. It's not the time of these 49 days which triggers the obligation, but rather, as the Torah itself says, we count from the Sfiras HaOmer. It's the Karban HaOmer that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash on the second day of Pesach. It's the Karban that's the mechayiv. The Karban that's the trigger, and then we count for 49 days. So yes, it's limited in time, but it's not triggered. It's by time. The time period is not the mechayiv in the way that many other mitzvahs are. It's the carbon that's the mechayiv. And therefore, in their understanding, fundamentally, Sfiras HaOmer, despite first appearances, is not Zman Grama. And therefore, fundamentally, even on its own merits, it does not qualify for the exemption. And that's why the Ramban rules that women are chayiv. How do we paskin? So despite all these interpretations, brilliant as they may be, the Ramban is a minority view. Most Rishonim reject the Ramban, and we possibly women are exempt from the mitzvah. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham has a tremendous chiddush, and he says in his day it's so common for women to count that he thinks that women as a category have accepted the mitzvah upon themselves. Shavi Alaychova, to the extent that it seems that he's implying that all women subsequently really must count. Not because of the original obligation, because we Paskin women are exempt, but because of this custom which has been created by the universal recitation and counting of Sfiras HaOmer by women. Many poskim disagree with this, either on fundamental grounds that such a thing is possible for a category of people to just accept upon themselves, or just on empirical grounds. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I look around and in my day and time and place, not that women are counting. Moreover, he quotes people who say women shouldn't count because they'll probably mess up because they're not literate. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and many others write that was true, unfortunately, once upon a time, but nowadays women are literate just as much as men, and therefore they can count, not a problem.